Good morning, and welcome to Tivoli Talk, what to tell your customers about TSIEM version 2.0. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Joe Skoskish. You may begin.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the TSIEM version 2 call. We've got a lot of information to cover today, an exciting cast of folks on the call to go through some very important things to help you sell TSIEM. So we'll advance to slide 2. We're going to go through a brief product update covering SIEM and the new features in version 2. We've got our competitive team, Ken Baldwin, is going to cover our competitive landscape. We've got some sales tactics to help you go upsell and co-sell TSIEM opportunities for both the ISS side of the house as well as our latest acquisition, the Guardium technology. And then finally, we'll end with me with a set of call to actions, and we'll open it up for questions and answers. So at this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our product manager for TSIEM, Mr. Nick Breyers. Nick?
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate that. I've moved to slide 3. On slide 3, we're looking at really the publicity around the threats that are really being caused by insider activity, loss of data, loss of business critical information, and we've all seen these notes in the press, on the web, and in the magazine. So they're fairly common knowledge, and you know, the overall impact of all of this is a direct impact on the cost to the business as customers see that threat, see that that risk, and lose confidence. You know, if we look at that, and then look at this survey that was done a while ago now, but really on slide 5 shows that a significant amount of internal incidents are caused by privileged users. So we saw from the previous slide that privileged users are really causing real public awareness of the problem. Well, you know, they are a major cause within the organization, and the cost is huge. It's a huge overall cost. This one survey here shows that $400 billion in the U.S. alone. Yeah, what we're really looking at here is some way of monitoring privileged users to make sure that those users who, through their job requirements, have the need to do specific actions, we need to monitor those and make sure that what they're doing is actually what they're supposed to be doing. And that's really shown at the graphic at the bottom, where we're looking at this gap analysis between what should occur and what does occur. So that's really where we stand with inside user. And if we look at the threat management, the main drivers in the SIEM space, you know, SIEM and insider threat really is a market in its infancy and is growing. We've seen that a significant number of the threats to the enterprise are insider related, and we've seen that the privileged user plays a big part in that. What we haven't seen, but we are seeing, is that the main driver right now for SIEM is for entry-level log management solutions. This is where customers are looking for this checkbox compliance, the ability to collect and report on logs. And we see a growing demand for that in our space. Moving on to slide 7, and then looking at the overall picture for TSIEM 2. Later on, I will drill down into some of the new features, but let's just look at it as a whole here. SIEM 2 is really there to provide a single integrated product. Yeah, it's a single means of collection, a single means of storing, and a single means of reporting on that data. And it delivers information and knowledge around insider threat, audit, and compliance for your enterprise. So within SIEM version 2, we have a specific log management reporting layer. As you know, we can collect from a very wide range of IT infrastructure. We have one of the widest ranges of support for for operating systems, databases, etc., specifically focusing in there on the mainframe as one of our specialty areas, if there's such a thing in this space. But log management is all about collecting those original logs, storing them, allowing customers to investigate those reports, allowing them to look at the contents of those logs, and allowing them to retrieve those logs should they need to present them in form for evidence. And the new feature here for 2.0 is that ability to report on those logs. Yeah, we're probably all very familiar with the picture at the top right. Yeah, I just want to really bring out the power of the W7 model in this. Now, the W7 model really simplifies that reporting. It really simplifies the presentation of that reporting such that non-specialist people, auditors are not necessarily specialists, can understand the data. It's very important they can understand the data. Yeah, and finally, the presentation, the reports, and the support for specific regulatory compliance. Yeah, so that's also key in this. The way I like to look at this W7 and policy-based approach is, at the left-hand side, you can have 100 million events coming to the system. And what the system does for you, it highlights those top 10 events based upon your business priorities that need to be looked at today. Yeah, and you can have those top 10 can differ based upon your role, but really it presents to you those things that, based on business priorities, are what you should be looking at today. I think that's very important. Yeah, the final crown to all of this is our ability to allow multi-tenancy as well. So in those organizations where they need to support multiple clients on one system, then we have this ability through scoping and through other means of partitioning the data to also support that environment. And we actually do have a number of customers working in that way today. Moving on to slide 8. So overall, our value is very clear in this space. We have a focus on insider threat audit and compliance, and that's clear. That's part of our DNA. That's what we do. But we also provide an automation around this whole process. And automation brings reliability. So that automation of the collect, automation of the reporting, distribution of the reports is all about delivering a reliable, provable evidence system to the auditors. Integration of log management into the base of the product is also very important. When we look at the upgrade path that we have later on in the pricing, you'll see it's very important from many respects, including competitive respects as well, but also in terms of functional respects and providing customers with that base reporting capability. Yeah, we also talked about privileged user monitoring. Well, underlying privileged user monitoring, a phrase that has been taken up by our competitors, what they lack really, though, is this concept of privileged activity. Privileged activity is built in to the DNA of TSIM. Every event source that is installed comes with its own set of definitions of what privileged activity is for that operating system, database, application, network node, security device, or whatever. It comes with that built in. It's part of it and can be reported on as part of that. So you can go directly to a report and say, show me all of the user creation events within the system from a single link in a single report. Very, very powerful. Yeah. Okay, all of the event sources also come with a means for bringing in user information, specifically so that reports become more meaningful to non-technical users, to present real names rather than cryptic user IDs, as user IDs sometimes can be. Yeah, our single model, this single W7 model, it adds significant value in terms of making the system understandable to auditors. Yeah, notice my first statement focus on audit and compliance. Yeah, the system is understandable to auditors. The reports are clear, they're meaningful, and they're very easy to understand because they read like an English sentence. And finally, our compliance management. Having those compliance management modules and integrate into the overall reporting really gives customers significant value. The management modules themselves give them a kickstart into compliance monitoring, allowing them to understand their overall posture with regard to compliance. And they can then grow from that point onwards. So it's a really good kickstart into that whole understanding of compliance. Now, we're going to talk about integration into identity management and the other security bundles later on. But really, you know, that overall closed-loop auditing to help reduce risk by looking at how a system's set up, looking at how it's being used, and closing that gap really is important. And finally, TSIM provides in-depth forensics. You can do forensics at the W7 level, and should you want to, you can also drill into the underlying log data through the log management tools to look at the original log data and investigate through there as well. Moving on to slide 9, and this is really a re-presentation of the previous data, but looking at it from a different perspective, looking at it from an SIM capability, and really talking about how a customer grows in their awareness from being threat aware all the way through to, you know, managing and meeting compliance head on. Customers start out generally wanting to understand some aspect of threat. And here we might look at ISS, IDS, IPS, appliance-based devices, you know, allowing them to react and protect from threat from the outside through the perimeter through to the inside. That's one layer. As the customer grows in their overall understanding of what they need to do for compliance, they will move on to log management. Some customers may see this as a checkbox approach. This is doing just enough to meet the requirements of the auditors, but it does move them along that first step of understanding compliance. And here, you know, you need a reliable, verifiable log management system. You need to be able to report on the contents of the logs, and you'll be able to collect the original log data. Some of the capabilities that are required for this checkbox compliance layer. Customers very soon realize that, you know, they also now need to react to some of the risks. This is where we look at alerting, the ability to, you know, detect a risky situation and alert on it. So this is where SIM provides us with near real-time alerting. Alerting based on certain conditions, on policy conditions, and through additional scripting, we can do threshold alerting as well. And finally, you know, the sort of la creme de la creme, when people really understand compliance or indeed are driven down the compliance route, maybe through a merger and acquisition, now this is where they need to meet compliance head on. And this is exception reporting. This is what W7 reporting is all about. This is what policy-based reporting is all about giving the customers reports that show activity that's not normal, that is unusual, that was not within their expected range of normal behavior. And this is where the Puma reporting that we have really, really does bring something special to this environment. Moving on to slide 10, and by now we should all be very familiar with the three security bundles that we're using to sell and enhance our sales through identity access and assurance, data and application security, and security management with ZOS. These bundles really put together a set of products that really address a high-level business need better than specific products on their own, and also provide us with specific competitive advantages as well. In each of the cases, you'll see that TSIM is part of that solution, providing the overall regulatory compliance reporting, privileged user reporting, and reporting across enterprise on activity specifically of that of users. Moving on to slide 11 and drilling now down to some of the 2.0 specific features, I'll move on to slide 12. So 2.0 provides us with some specific faster time to value features. But going into the log management reporting, this really gives you a very fast time to first report and allows us to demonstrate value very quickly to the customer. Once you've collected data, essentially you can report on it. Now, there is no policy to set up. There's very little configuration to set up. It's basically collect and report. You know, we provide our unique reports as well around the log management dashboard log collect history and log continuity report, they remain there. But in addition to that, you can now report on the data in the logs as well. So there are, I think, 18 inbuilt reports in the system that allow you to view, you know, logons, user activity, et cetera, just it really provides that very fast time to value on the reporting. We've also improved the low cost of ownership. As you'll recall, with TSIM 8.5 Fixed Pack 6, we really upped the stakes. Well, with TSI in version 2, we upped the stakes even further. So we now have new Windows 64-bit platforms. We swap Windows 2003 and 2008 64-bit Intel as a base platform for running a server on, and a new web interface around that allows us now to scale to many thousands of event sources per server. Yeah, that new web interface provides us with improved consumability. So, you know, we've used TIP to provide that user interface, and we've taken a special time out to redesign and rewrite the policy editor. I mean, policy is a key part of the tool set, and the policy editor now has an improved interface and improved tools to make policy development much simpler and more accurate. And we've also taken time to change the configuration interface also to allow us to better manage those thousands of event sources and the implications that has. And finally, we've improved the global reach of the product with support for the Group 1 languages as Polish, Hungarian, and Russian. So we're on slide 13, and here's some sample screenshots. Basically, you know, I've talked about log management. I've talked about it giving us a low-cost entry point. Now, when we look at the pricing, you'll see that we have priced the log management separately installable product as a very low-cost entry point into the TSIM product. This should make us very competitive. Now, it should also allow us to gain that footprint that we can then grow into the full product as the customer grows through that chart that I showed you with the increasing value arrow. We've used Tivoli Common Reporting to provide this capability, and so we get the capabilities of Tivoli Common Reporting there, such as the ability to create PDF files and other formats for the reports as well. There is no W7 processing at this point, so the customer is getting very much a technical report, but this is on a par with competitive products. Slide 14, and here looking at the new server platforms, as I said, with 2.0 we get Windows 2003 and 2008 64-bit, and in some future release we'll look at providing different server platforms as well. And the web-based management console, apart from giving us those user consumability improvements, also give us the scalability improvements too. Moving on to slide 15, and drilling more into the web-based console, again using TIP to provide that, and providing us now, you know, once we move to supporting thousands of event sources per server, that now gives us some things that we need to solve in the user interface, such as the management of long lists, both of devices, group definitions, et cetera, for those that have used TSIM and TSIM before. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about here. So providing tools such as selectable subsets and filters and pre-configured drop-down lists, we can make that whole experience of managing those large numbers of devices, groups, etc., much more easy. And finally, the policy definer. Again, we took the opportunity to rewrite this and to learn from the experience of our experienced enablement teams and deployment teams to build that experience into the product. I mentioned right up front that this is a single integrated release with a single collection of real-time and non-real-time data and the ability to act in near real-time on some of those conditions within the data based upon your policy. And here are some nice pretty pictures of the new user interface. I laugh, but joking aside, you know, the point here is on the right-hand side, you'll recognize some of these screens as coming from the TSIM iView part of the products. This is still available through the portal. But you'll also, on the left-hand side, would take the opportunity to build lots more wizards into the way the products are configured. So to help you more easily configure a product and more accurately configure a product. Yeah, so that delivery of dashboards, delivery of tools such as report definers, etc., through the web interface and wizards to help you configure it, improve the overall consumability with familiarity, it says here, as some of these are very familiar screens. Policy editor. So policy is key to the overall way of working, and you know, the policy editor has been improved and changed to allow us to more easily manage policies, more accurately manage policies. The point I'd like to bring out here is that wherever we can, we now pre-populate drop-down lists rather than having to type things in, which led to a lot of problems with people either having to write things down and then transfer the information across, or people inaccurately typing values in. We now make the whole process a lot more simple, a lot more accurate, so that it works first time. Yeah, and finally, the globalization. So we have the group one languages, English, French, Spanish, German, etc., and specifically simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. And we've added additional languages outside of group one, Russian, Polish, and Hungarian. So that should enable us to sell worldwide and into markets that we haven't been able to sell before, so to extend the reach of our markets significantly. So summary, overall the market we're selling into is growing, and we note that customer momentum is also building around this insider threat audit and compliance capability and messaging. So we see customers understanding that privileged user monitoring is important to them, understanding that they do need to do something about it and asking questions around that. Yeah. We now have the capabilities within 2.0 to address some of the cost of ownership issues through our overall improvements in scalability and performance. Yeah. We integrate with a huge portion of the enterprise, you know, over 300 and something different unique event sources are available for TSIM. Yeah, so that's the widest support that we have, the widest support of an SIM tool in the industry. We have consumability improvements, as you've seen in the new user interface, and we gain value, and the customer gains value through the integration into the higher value security bundles, providing that closed loop. Auditing process within those bundles is of significant value to them, allowing them to reduce risk. Also of value is that of providing entry-level solutions. So now we have that entry-level log management solution competitively priced, as you'll see, separately installable and separately orderable, although still part of the overall integrated product. Okay, and you know, overall we have that support for customers across the world through our new globalization and localization. I just have two more slides before I hand over to Ken on the competitive information. And looking at the packaging and pricing, then really I wanted really just to bring out the key points here. You can all read as well as I can. But I want to bring out the key points in terms of the log management base install. These are the US dollar pricing, so these don't include any uplifts or discounts. This is US dollar list price of $11,000. If we look at the log management event sources, which is charged at $312 per RVU, you can very quickly see that you can put together a significant configuration for less than $20,000. That will give us a great entry point into many, many customers. And moving on to slide 22. Oh, apologies. All right. There's a slide hidden there. I'll also talk about the upgrade path here too. So existing TSIM customers are automatically entitled to TSIM 2.0. Existing TSIM 1.0 customers are also entitled to TSIM 2.0. There are a group of customers in Italy where we had a special bid available for log management, and they will be entitled to move to the TSIM log management base install, as will our existing Tivoli Event Log Management PRPQ customers. They too will be entitled to the TSIM Event Management Log Management base install. So they're the overall entitlements and upgrade paths available. Clearly, there is a chart in that has that outlined in great detail, as you'll see if you look at it. And now I'm going to hand over to Ken on slide 22, where Ken will go over the competitive aspects, and that's Ken Baldwin from the competitor team.
Thanks, Nick. Hi to everybody. So I'll go through each one of these going down the columns, and we just got Oxite RSA, and in surveying around, I found that really none of the others do we see very often. So we'll just cover niche vendors, and that'll cover the LogLogics and the Q1 labs and so forth. On the Oxite side, we definitely, on the strengths, Mindshare is a big strength of theirs. And this is partly press releases. They had 42 press releases in 2009, so they put out a lot of press releases. Of course, their growth, they grew 34% in 2009, which also created a lot of FUD around them. Gartner placed them in their MQs highly. Now, one thing I think that we need to take note of, and it's something Nick was talking about, when it comes to Gartner, is although Gartner placed them highly, IBM leads the way when it comes to Puma. So IBM, TSIM is the leader in that area, and that is, with compliance, that is the area, and insider threat, that is the area that's pushing the market. Value progression, this has been a strength of Oxite, that they can start with their Oxite logger. The logger easily transitions to ESM. The two are built the ESM does basically add on to the logger. Again, I think the 2.0 solves that problem with us in that we have progression also, value progression. We can start with log management and we can build up too. Real-time approach, well, this is the TSOM versus TSIM, I guess. I think that because compliance is driving the market, that really this shouldn't be such a big issue. We should be concentrating on our ability for insider threat, etc. iCandy user interface, they do well with their SOC-oriented UI that helps them sell. Reporting and out-of-the-box custom, they've got all the reporting that is needed, I guess. But still, I mean, we really have the advantage there with W7. But in the market as a whole, they're strong there. Weaknesses, they're heavy on DBA skills. You do need a dedicated DBA to maintain Oxite. Roles-based correlation only. This, of course, is something that's fairly unique to us. It's certainly against Oxite and RSA, is that they're blacklist and we're whitelist, which our policy-based system is far superior. Normalized log data collection, although Oxite Logger can collect and store raw logs, ESM as a standalone product does not. So the logger, they've kind of corrected that with the logger. They do collect the raw logs, but ESM never has and never will. Weak mainframe support, always a plus for IBM, that none of these companies really support mainframe the way we do. Heavy agents, Oxite. Their agents are heavy and can be a performance hog on the target. Third-party integration, their reliance on third-party integration for relational security presents a risk to customers because it's the thing where they just love Guardium. So we got the situation, that, and I think we can use that against them because whoever they're partnering with, Oracle for identity, you don't know how long they'll have that partnership. And the customer doesn't know how long they'll have that partnership. So I think there's a danger there for the customer and a risk. Insider threat management, again, we're the leaders there, not ArcSight. Opportunities for ArcSight, the analyst reports, they can leverage those, and they do. They tend to do very well in references as well, so they leverage those. On the threat side, lots of partnerships, which we just spoke about. The niche vendors are always coming along and are a danger to them in the same way they're a danger to us because they will come in and fill one particular need. Market maturity. I know there's no sign right now of them disappearing, but I think that it's difficult for a niche vendor as a market matures to stay relevant because SIEM, if you go back 3-4 years ago, would have been a fairly immature market, and it's starting to mature now, and I think as it matures, it's difficult for a standalone vendor. Limited C-level access, so that's something that we need to leverage for our strengths in that area, that we can get to the C-level, and then we can win the war and not worry about the battle down at the technical level. RSA. So RSA, appliance-based solution, certainly is a strength. SIM in one appliance, again, that's something that we're basically solving with 2.0. SIEM and DLP, they definitely push the integration between DLP and SIEM. I've seen presentations from them where they do. I don't know how much traction they've actually received on it, but it is something that they do have as a strength. Weaknesses, priority database, they actually tend to say that their database is a strength, and they say that because they say that it's faster and high performance, but actually I think that we can hit that as a weakness. Weak user and resource monitoring, in Gartner positioned IBM the leader, 4.3 out of 5, and RSA actually came at the they came last, dead last, at 2.8 out of 5, tied with Cisco MAS. Syslog-centric. This is one that we've always said with RSA that their system is set up for syslogs. Reporting is weak. It's funny, you know, they tend to think their report is pretty good, but it's really, really quite weak. Roles-based correlation, we covered that under ArcSight. Weak mainframe support, we covered that under ArcSight. No identity management. RSA have never chosen to get an identity manager. They got pretty much everything else. They do partner and have done for a long time with Curian. I'm not sure just how often they do that, but I think, again, against RSA, we can leverage our integration between identity and SIEM. Opportunities for RSA, upsells into the secure ID base, upsells into the EMC storage base. The kind of correlation between SIEM and DLP, they will claim that to do real forensics, you need the DLP as well because the DLP gives you the forensics on the data side. ArcSight GRC acquisition, Archer, GRC acquisition. This is something they're making a lot of, and I'm at RSA this week, so I'm going to go talk to them about that. But really, the GRC, in the case of Archer, is still a bit before its time. This is very services-heavy stuff. It's not something you just put in and plug and play. So I think that it'll take a while before they can really leverage Archer in any way. Threats, narrowly focused security framework. They lack broader security framework that IBM has. Okay, niche vendors. Strong point solutions. low price point, knowledgeable, aggressive sales force, dedicated professional services. Now, I say dedicated professional services, that may not be true. It depends, but often they do have, and I suspect they can probably undercut on services because of that. Weaknesses, no broader security framework, so they're out there. Vulnerable to M&A, always. Lack of mainframe support, as everybody has, except us. Opportunities, I think the opportunities mainly are the SMB market, and we definitely should be using C-level name high here, because these small guys, they really do not fit into any strategic security plan within an enterprise. They're tactical, and so you need to get to the C-level and make sure that they're following a strategic and not a tactical plan. Threats, latest and greatest. So the niche vendors, you're always getting latest and greatest, and a lot of hype about that. On a threat to them too is lack of mind share. They have difficulty building mind share, but some of them are more successful than others. Usually they do that by involvement in webinars and that type of thing. So with that, I'm going to pass off to Ryan Hall, and he will tell you about ISS SiteMinder upsell. Ryan?
Thanks. Hi, team. You should be on slide 23. I believe. So let me briefly explain what the Site Protector product is and give you an understanding of how it fits into the ISS and the Tivoli security portfolio. You can think of Site Protector as a command and control system that's aimed at the operations level. The security operator, the security operations reporting for the CIO, and it does a number of functions. But it's centralized command and control. It has segregation of duties elements to it so that it can granularly look at security permissions. So who can see what information, who can act upon what agents, a clear need in large corporations. It also has event analysis, so real-time monitoring of the events, and it converts the data into actionable steps. So those steps become a workflow and a ticketing system, and that system can also be integrated with software like Remedy. And then finally, of course, is reporting and asset management, closed-loop system. And from this single interface, you can monitor events and manage all of the IBM ISS technologies, including network intrusion prevention. And that's a key point to remember. Site Protector is targeted today at only the ISS portfolio. We do integrate with some other technologies such as WatchFire, but the direction is to integrate Site Protector so that it provides even more value to our Tivoli clients in the future. And the story here with TSIM is a great place to start. The synergies between these two products have emerged as one of the best stories between ISS and Tivoli. There's almost no overlap of feature and function. So you can see on the right-hand side of this chart how the two products complement each other. Site Protector brings, as I said, the centralized security command and control, the asset management, and the event analysis, while TSIM dramatically fit and compliance capabilities, including compliance reporting, user monitoring, and granular log analysis. So the value proposition for you and your clients is listed here on the left. Let's go out and leverage our 1,300-plus Site Protector customers to grow the TSIM install base. I think this is a great compliance story for you to evangelize in your territory. And in a recent survey, we found that most of our Site Protector customers do have a SIEM solution, but it's not a pretty picture. And most of them are homegrown and cobbled together, certainly not automated, and certainly not audit-friendly. So how do you get your install base, your Site Protector install base for your territory? The best place to do this is with your local ISS Tivoli sales peer, the sales rep in your local market. If you don't know who this is or you don't know how else to find this information, there is a Lotus Notes ID which you can contact for help, or you can contact me. That idea is listed on slide 27 in the presentation. So with that, thanks for your time today. I wish you the best of luck with your prospecting. Now I'll hand it over to Upesh for an overview of Guardian.
Hey, thanks. Hi, guys. So we should be on slide 24, Nick. Thank you. So, as Joe and everybody has said, the Guardian, we were acquired last year by IBM. We're very pleased to be as part of the big IBM family. What I'd like to just talk about is what Guardian does and then how we complement Tivoli's TSIM product line. So Guardian addresses database security and protection. So we're all about the database layer. And within any large enterprise, you're going to see hundreds, thousands, if not more, databases out there. And what the key business drivers that we see driving our business are, you know, external threats. We talked a lot about external threats already, TSIM. Internal threats, the privileged user or the system administrator in the case of the DBA, identifying the changes that the DBA is making, ensuring that there's no data leaking coming from the database layer itself. And then lastly, the one that TSIM also addressed, it's compliance. Compliance is really driving the need for database protection as well. And, Nick, let's move to slide 24. I'll just talk about how Guardian really complements TSIEM. So if we can go to slide 24. Sure, if we're on slide. Oh, there we go. Thank you. So how does Guardian complement TSIM? So what Guardian is all about, it's all about real-time database monitoring. So if you look at our product line, as opposed to TSIM, we address the data and information layer of the IBM security framework. The way we integrate with Tivoli SIM is by sharing the security alerts, the threats that we see at the database layer, and sending them up through to the TSIM product. We can also select a set of log information that we collect and send that up to the SIM layer. The key difference here is, as opposed to most devices in the enterprise which generate a lot of logs, the database layer, customers will not be turning on their logs. They're fine-grained audit logs on the database. So if you really want to know who's touching what data, how they touch that data, what select statements they made, you really need to add a layer of monitoring, real-time monitoring, and auditing, which is what Guardian provides. So if you look at how we complement on the table, addressing security and compliance, again, both products do address it, but again, Guardian focuses entirely on the database layer itself. Not only in the Linux, Unix, Windows world, but we also address ZOS as well on the mainframe. So we have the ability to do real-time monitoring and auditing of all activity on the mainframe, DB2, as well as IMS, and we will be leveraging IBM's AME product as well there. We have that capability. Privileged users in the database world, it's primarily the DBA as well as any user that has escalated privileges. What we mean there is if you have specific users that have access to sensitive data, the auditor will need to know exactly when they touched that sensitive data, how they touched that, if they modified that. In order to get that level of audit detail, in the native database, you can either turn on native logging. If you turn on native logging, you're going to kill the performance of the database. So therefore, you can't turn on native logging. That's why you need a system like Guardian. And Guardian gives you that 100% visibility. Not only are we monitoring over the network, but we're also monitoring locally on the database server itself. So we can look for the DBA utilizing local tools that may or may not access sensitive data. So if you see a DBA, so if we see a DBA doing a select star on a sensitive table where they're extracting sensitive information and putting it onto a thumb drive, we can alert on that. And that not only will we alert through our policy editor and our alerting mechanisms, but we can also feed that alert right up through TSIM as well. And now you can see the alert in the bigger picture as well. In terms of collecting and correlating native logs, again, Guardian is not leveraging native logs. What we do is we monitor either as an agent sitting on the database server itself, or we monitor using a tap on the network, and we rebuild the SQL statements that way. So, you know, as I said before, on the database, you can't really turn on fine-grained auditing and turn on logging there. I talked about real-time monitoring. This is a key aspect of the Guardian system. We do monitor all database transactions in real-time and without any overhead, and also leveraging separation of duties. So we have a complete separation of duties. The person monitoring and managing the Guardian system is completely different than the database administrator or the database role that you've already identified. So we are a completely different layer outside of the database system. In fact, the database system doesn't even know that Guardian is there. So we maintain complete separation of duties with our system. And lastly, very similar to TSIM, you know, we provide full layer of analytics reporting in our product, but again, very database focused. So in our case, it's very database focused. We also have a layer of vulnerability assessment, so now you can do a scan across your entire infrastructure and look for vulnerabilities in the database layer. You can also do virtual patching with the Guardian system as well, so you can see what level of patches are currently installed in your database systems, and if they're not up to date and you know that there's known vulnerabilities, we'll see those, we'll track those, we can report on those, we can also alert on those as well. So, Nick, if you want to move to the next slide. So, lastly, I just want to close on just understanding, okay, how do you identify client opportunities? And these are some of the typical questions that we see with our customers. If the customer has addressed has failed an audit around weak database control. So in many cases, you'll see auditors saying, hey, how are you monitoring your DBAs if they do database changes? How are you monitoring those? What controls do you have in place? Preventing unauthorized changes to financial data. This is a key driver for SOC. And one that we hear a lot of with our customers. Monitoring privileged users is one that is a big driver in our business. PCI is a big regulation that addresses this. And you heard this from TSIM as well. It's one that we see a lot of as well, again, at the database layer. Preventing database breaches. SQL injection is the number one attack vector. Where we've seen data leakage, and this is one of the big drivers for the Guardian business. So, you know, one of the ways we can address SQL injections by monitoring, putting a layer of monitoring, real-time monitoring on the database stack, and that's what Guardian provides. I talked about missing patches and vulnerabilities. So Guardian does provide a layer of virtual patching, and we can monitor across the entire enterprise. Guardian also has the ability to identify the user coming in from an application. So you may hear a term called connection pooling, where users can pool a number of users into a specific connection to the database on the back end, so the database only sees one connection from the application server. You hear that term, connection pooling. In that scenario, Guardian can also find out who the user is that's actually touching the piece of data from that application server. So we have addressed that issue as well. And lastly, one that you've heard over today is addressing compliance regulations. There's a list of laundry list of various regulatory requirements that I've listed here. But we have out of the box, we have over 150 canned reports for various regulations out there. And lastly, one of the biggest differentiators in this market is the breadth and depth of support of databases and data warehouses. And Guardian, by far, is the market leader in terms of the breadth and depth of support we have in the market, not only for the IBM database systems, but completely heterogeneous. Oracle, Microsoft, Sybase, MySQL, as well as things like Teradata and Netezza, and you'll see more support coming out from us as well. So with that, I think I'm going to turn it back over to Joe.
Okay, thank you, Pesh. All right, so if we advance to slide 27, we've got you know, some things to consider here. You know, Nick brought up the fact that we've got a great entry point now with TSIM version 2, with the log aggregation, separate pricing, and separate install. You know, for 2030K, this is a great entry point for SIEM and gets your foot in the door. When you look at selling the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance, which many of you are, you know, the SIEM portion of it does cover the user reporting. But keep in mind that many customers are looking for TSIM to solve a number of other issues. They're looking at TSIM and consumer fraud, looking at log activity around, you know, what's actually going on. They're doing trend analysis, et cetera. So lots of opportunities for you to upsell additional licenses for SIEM around the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance bundle. Ryan made some great points around selling ISS and CyProtector together. You know, for two products that have, you know, no overlap, but 100% value add and 100% complementary. This is a great opportunity for you guys to go out and work, both the Tivoli and the ISS sellers working together on that CyProtector install base. Nupesh brought up a number of good points around why Guardium is important when it comes to security information event management and auditing and so forth. You know, their secret sauce is basically to free the customer from that burden of turning on full auditing and you know, using the native features of the database. Rather than bringing the database to its knees, they work outside the database and give the customer 100% audit that they're looking for. That's entirely complementary to what SIEM value proposition is to the customer. For you portfolio sellers, when you're out selling NetCool Omnibus, look for opportunities for SIEM. There's a natural synergy to what's going on in the IT logging environment versus what's going on with the security environment. There's a natural synergy there, and many of the customers that you're selling to for Omnibus are also the same customers that are looking for SIEM. When you look at mainframe customers, there's a number of ZSecure opportunities out there. So when you're selling SIEM to a mainframe customer, look for that additional upsell for ZSecure, especially if they're RACF. You can get that ZSecure audit in there, ZSecure command verifier, and all the other tools that come with. And then finally, what we're asking you to do, we've got just a short time to the end of the quarter here, but many of you have already closed your deals for the quarter. You're looking ahead to Q2. We'd like you to start prospecting here and identify at least 5 new TSIEM opportunities by the end of the quarter. If you can do that, we're going to make a huge head start into pushing SIEM in this market space and really taking out our competitors and gaining market share. So if we look at who to call on this call, we had a couple of folks that are sort of working behind the scenes here. We had Vidhi Desai. She is our marketing manager for the product. For any of the collateral that you need, you probably should go to her. We had Neil Kamal, who is behind the scenes. Many of you know Neil. He is now doing worldwide sales enablement. So any of the sales enablement issues that you need around SIEM, whether you be a direct seller or a partner, contact Neil for that. Any of the product capabilities, Nick is available for you on that. Any sales-related questions, I'm available. For Guardium sales, you can contact Upesh. For the ISS sales, you can contact Ryan. And then certainly, Ken gave you a really good rundown on the competitors. If you need a good competitive analysis a little bit deeper than what we did today, feel free to reach out to Ken. And then if we look at slide 28, all of the collateral that you need to go out and sell SIEM is available to you, both the SIEM sales kits as well as the Guardium and ISS information. So with that, operator, I'd like to open it up for a few questions.
Hey, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Super Dacos, your line is open.
seller here in the Bay Area, and I have a couple questions. The first one is related to the managed security service that we've been selling for quite some time that includes a secure event and log management service. So this is kind of like, you know, software as a service, if you will. However, the back end for ISS is different. And, I mean, it really is an entry level. You know, it kind of gets you to step two on that arrow chart, but doesn't give all the value that that we've got here in TSIEM 2.0. So my first question is, do you guys have some tangible plans to, you know, move this into the software as a service under ISS?
So, Ryan, you probably would be best to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm not sure I completely understand the question. You know, we left the managed services team in the SPL. And so I can, if you want, I can get the plan for the managed services for this product line. But as far as the Civily side goes, you know, our managed and professional services, the direction is to go to our GTS peers when we need those solutions.
Yeah.
Okay, it was kind of like a eat-your-own-dog-food sort of question.
Yeah, so I guess the short answer is, if you know, we're gonna get back to you on what they're actually using today, and if they're not,
well, I know what they're using today.
Yeah,
I mean that's pretty well known.
Okay, so yeah, so the plans obviously would be to make sure that they get this in there.
So this is Nick here, and so we're all talking on this, and we're all trying to get to the same place. But you asked the question, are there tangible plans? And right now, I would have to honestly say there are no tangible plans that we are talking, and it makes an awful lot of sense to do what you're suggesting.
And you had a second question?
Actually, yeah, go ahead and take the next one. I'll chime back in on the second one.
Okay. All right, operator, we'll take the next question.
Our next question comes from Max Rodriguez.
Hey, Max.
Hi, guys. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Max.
This question is mostly for you. It's on slide number 7. This is the old slide that shows the real-time correlation, the security event correlation, the security dashboard. Are you inferring that the new product is doing some of the things that TSUN used to do?
No, I'm not inferring that, Max. And I'll update this picture. We have real-time collection. And we have, as I mentioned before, we have what we're calling near real-time analytics, the ability to alert based on a particular policy exception or attention. And with scripting, we can also do thresholding there as well. So when you recall that chart where we have the value arrow,
right.
This will take you to the third layer. Okay, the security operation dashboard, that should be operationally, we don't have an operations dashboard in SIM2. We have a compliance dashboard, and we have an enterprise dashboard, and we have reports that from the log management side can be used to represent and run regularly, but no operations dashboard.
Okay.
So I will.
Thank you.
But thank you for spotting that. And you look at these things so often, you don't see things anymore.
That's what you have me here for.
Indeed.
Thank you, Max. Okay, operator, we'll take the next question.
Our next question comes from Jeffrey Johnson.
Yes, I think this question's for probably for Yupesh or Yupesh and Ryan. On turn 25 around Guardium, you were talking about the vulnerability assessment at the database level, and you used the term virtual patching. So if you could just explain a little bit more what virtual patching means in the Guardium environment, as opposed to, you know, many of us are used to virtual patching in the intrusion prevention environment in ISS.
Sure. This is Upesh. There may be a little overlap there. But, in the Guardium world, we basically have three types of vulnerability assessment, vulnerability management capabilities. But in this case, what we're doing is we are, with our agent sitting on the database server, we do monitor what, how many patches that database server has been, you know, how many patches have been applied there. And we take that information back into our central aggregator, and we can basically come back and say, okay, based on the scan, based on the monitoring we've done, we can tell you that, you know, you're out of patch levels with certain databases, so we can create reports there. And not only can we say, okay, you haven't applied these patches, but then we can start monitoring to say, okay, what types of activity are they exploiting those vulnerabilities that those patches have covered, and we can automatically put a policy in place so that those vulnerabilities are not exploited on that database server. Right, so that's what I mean by virtual patching. You don't have to apply the patch that the database vendor supplies, because in many cases, most customers do not apply the latest patch to their database server. They don't like to touch the database servers once they're running, especially the production ones.
Right.
So they're usually 1 or 2 day patches behind. So we can find that out, and basically with our policy and with our monitoring, we can basically put a control in place to allow them to continue and not be exposed to the vulnerability.
And Upesh, okay. This is Ryan. That's done at the database layer?
That's done in the Guardian layer. So we have capabilities to put policies in place that we will not, you know, we do have the ability to block with the capability in our product, but generally customers will not do any level of blocking. They'll basically do a lot of alerting. So if they get exposed to that vulnerability, our policy will set off these alerts, and they'll say, okay, great, you know, we know what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Operator, next question.
Bill Bates, you may ask your question.
Thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yes, I happen to be responding to an RFP with TSIEM 2.0 this week. We're going to be resubmitting it, and I'm doing the pricing, and in looking at has the pricing changed with 2.0? I'm looking at slide 21, and it appears different than what I'm seeing in the what I pulled up already.
Yeah, Nick, there was a change, if you want to address that.
Yeah, the pricing has changed with 2.0, so there is a new set of pricing. We've simplified it, so there are fewer chargeable components, and we have rationalized the pricing so that it more competitive answer when you run through. The discount schedules are the same as before, but the actual dollar pricing has changed. And you know, when you look at what you're offering, if you're focusing on log management, then the pricing has changed significantly, and we have a significant pricing change there that makes it far more competitive.
Are the part numbers different than the previous version?
Yeah. Yes.
When is it going to be reflected in the software quote and order system, or how do I get the part numbers?
The part numbers are in the RFA.
Yeah, so, Nick, I don't know that the quote system has been updated.
It sounds like it hasn't. Clearly something we need to look at and make sure it is updated, but I'm not sure the process on that. But the RFA gives you the part numbers themselves.
Yeah, so Nick, I'll follow. And Bill, if you'll send me a note, we'll follow up with you. Or you send me at the same time, and we'll follow up with you on that.
And who's that talking?
Let's go.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, operator, I think we have time for probably one more question here.
Our next question comes from Sandra Smith.
Hi. Sandra Smith.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Actually, I got probably two questions. And the first one is, you stated that current eSIM customers are entitled to use TSIEM 2.0,
mm-hmm.
and also the old customers with TSIEM 1.0 are entitled to use 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the TSIEM 1.0 was a bundle together with TSOM. Is that still the same then for eSIM 2.0? Are they still entitled to use it?
So TSIM 1 customers are entitled to go to TSIM 2. As you rightly point out, Sandra, TSIM 2 doesn't include TSOM.
Mm-hmm.
What we will so that the upgrade from 1 to 2 is automatic. The upgrade to TSOM will be a manual process. So you will need to involve sales management, product management in that manual process.
That's correct, Nick. So we'll handle that through a special bid.
Okay. And that is actually because we are talking about information and event management, and I saw also the slide for the competitions and looking at the main competitors, RSA and ArcSight, they are mainly based on the real-time event management. Are there any plans that we are also going into that direction instead of near real-time analytics going into the real-time event management mode?
Do you want to answer that one, Joe?
Yeah, Nick.
Sure, yeah. So, Sander, I mean, there are no plans right now, but surely it is something that we're obviously looking at as a way forward in the future. But there's nothing we can commit to or nothing we can communicate to customers on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay, so, operator, I think unless you have a big queue of questions, how many do we have queued up?
There are three questions still in queue.
Okay, well, let's see if we can try and take those quickly.
Our next question comes from Steve Gibson. Your line is open.
Yeah, I was wondering if we can get the slides for reference, you know?
Yes, I think the slides are posted where you saw the information around the Tivoli talk. I believe they are posted on Extreme Leverage as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next question.
Our next question comes from Russell Tate. Your line is open.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, how's it going, Joe? So quick question on the pricing slide. You know, the base price is $40K, but then the average sale price after discount last year was $300. That's a pretty big jump. So if I'm looking at SMB, I mean, I don't want to tell people the average price is $300, right?
Well, keep in mind that average price was also factored by a number of very large deals that sort of drove that up. But, you know, with the new pricing, you know, you could easily be looking at something around $150K or less.
Okay, yeah, if someone wants to do just half a dozen servers and applications, we're going to keep it under 100, right?
Yeah, keep in mind you can also start with just the log aggregation piece.
Yeah, and then I guess there's also a discount if it's part of the IAA, right?
That's correct. And, in fact, if they're just looking for the logging and auditing around the user activity, especially for those users that are in the TIAA, that would be included in the bundle. So that can significantly reduce the overall cost of what it would cost them to go out and buy SIEM outside of that bundle. So if you need to add on, you know, a few more licenses above and beyond the TIAA, that's still far cheaper than they could procure it from someone else.
Excellent. Okay, thanks.
Okay, great. And last question?
Last question comes from Carl Hovey. Your line is open.
Hey, Carl.
Oh, hi. I heard a question earlier about running TCIM under a managed service, and I don't think it's in the official managed service catalog of GTS, whatever that thing is yet, but I'm aware of two outsourced customers in the Northeast here who are running TCIM as part of an outsourcing transaction, and it was a separate line item in each case, I believe. And so there are people within GTS who know how to run this as a managed service at
okay.
a customer.
All right, great. So any questions around that, we'll direct them back your way. So that's Carl Hovey, Hovi, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, well, listen, folks, thank you for your time. I know we ran over a little bit here, but this is a pretty important topic. This is pretty exciting for the world of SIEM, especially when it comes to IBM security. So I look forward to working with many of you on your deals. Good luck, good selling, and let's go win some deals against ArcSight and RSA. Thank you, operator.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.